This is an email from Jackson with some random Mets thoughts. So let's hit a few of them. Evan, thank God baseball's almost here. We're all familiar with the biggest question marks surrounding the Mets at this point, but there are a few others that are nagging at me and I can't help but feel are going to be really important. Number one, stop walking the ballpark. Mets pitchers walked way too many batters last season. According to Baseball Reference, the league average for walks per nine was 3.1 in 2024. The Mets had a rate of 3.7, worst in the NFL. NFL, geez, I'm thinking football. Worst in the NL and third worst in all of Major League Baseball, only ahead of the White Sox and the Angels. I looked up the 2024 walks per nine rate for the most important new pitchers. Minter was better than league average, 2.9. Holmes was at exactly league average, and Canning and Montas were worse than average. And I know he's not a new pitcher, but Kodai Senga, 4.2 in 2023, will be back in the rotation as well. Minter and Holmes are fine, but Senga, Canning, and Montas, when he returns, are going to log important innings for the Mets this season, so this is pretty concerning for me. Before we get to point number two, you're right about point number one. Like, the walks were a major issue last year, and I think at times what made it worse is some guys on this team, specifically guys in the bullpen, specifically Edwin Diaz, do such a terrible job of holding guys on. So what really makes things worse is not only putting a guy on base with a walk, but then allowing them to get into scoring position basically immediately by stealing a bag. So far here in spring training, and again, you take these numbers with a grain of salt, the walks have been down. That is certainly a big, big positive, but you're right. This was a big bugaboo for the Mets last year. And when you look at the guys that are being inserted, including Kodai Senga, who, like you mentioned, didn't pitch last year, it is likelier than not that the Mets are going to be below average when it comes to throwing strikes. The key is, and this is what I'm looking for overall with the pitching staff, is don't be the worst. Don't be third worst in baseball with only the White Sox and the Angels behind you. Be 20th in walks. Be 18th in walks. It's never going to turn into a rotation of Greg Maddux, but you can't be as bad as you were last year.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Number two from Jackson. Beat up the bad competition. You touched on it briefly on the last Rico Bronya, but in a tough NL, the Mets really need to take advantage of the bad teams this season. I consider the true bottom feeders to be the Nationals, Marlins, Pirates, Rockies, White Sox, and Angels. Last year, the Mets went a combined 31-14 against those teams. An excellent mark, though going 7-6 against Miami hurt. If my math is right, this season they have 44 games against those teams. Give me 30-14 against them. That way, you just have to go 500 against the rest of the MLB to get to 89 wins, which should be enough to make the postseason. Boy, I'll tell you, I wrestle what that number is. You know, last year, it turned out to be 89. It was 89 barely. It was 89 with tiebreakers, you know? So I don't know if 89 is the magic number. I think it's got to be over 90. I really do. I think the National League is that good and that competitive where to make the postseason, which is the goal, I think the number has to be over 90. To win the division, it's obviously going to have to be higher than that. But you're right. Jackson, I think this every single year. Beat up the bad teams, average against the good teams. And you're right. It's exactly what they did last year. Number three from Jackson is the Mendy magic reel. I'd be very curious to see if Mendoza keeps his magic touch going, though a lot of times he did things off the beaten path last season that ended up working out, especially in regards to the feel for his pitchers. You complained about a lot of his moves last year, but you also heaped a lot of praise on him at times. I did the same. And that's how it goes when managers rely on their gut a lot. Is the Mendy magic a flash in the pan or a real thing? We'll see. In any case, I'm cautiously optimistic for the Mets this year. I expect at least high 80s in wins and a postseason berth unless the NL is insane this year, which it might be. Here's to another season of Mets baseball. I think that there's always going to be, with any manager, a lot of moves that work, that we don't like, moves that don't work that we do like, and vice versa. What I really liked about Mendy last year, and you touched on it, was it was a combo of gut and stats. And I think that's how you got to manage these days. You know, I go back to, I give you a stat thing, more than just analytics, and then a gut thing. I remember when, during the Subway Series, he wouldn't start Luis Severino. He was insistent on the lefties going against the Yankees. He went by the numbers, and it worked. The Yankees struggled against lefties all season long, and they struggled against David Peterson and Sean Manaea. So we're going to see a lot of, hey, go by the book. But Mendy also had a lot of good feelings, especially when deciding when to keep starting pitchers in and when to take starting pitchers out. So we'll see if Mendy could keep it up.